It is the evening of Thursday, March 7th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
The scriptures mention gratitude 157 times. It also refers to thanks or thanksgiving another 72 times. Now, I am no expert in math, but that makes for a whopping 229 times that the scriptures mention gratitude and thanksgiving. In short, the Lord wants me to pay attention and to do this. And the Lord wants gratitude to do something essential to me. Dainu, thank you, God, for overdoing it when. Thank you, God, for overdoing it when you allowed me to wake up another day and to be included in a community that prays. I recount this day's blessings now, big and small. Dainu. Lord, I desire to shower you in thanksgiving. Make me a person who is constantly stopping to give you gratitude in the midst of a cluttered day. Let gratitude be an intentional practice until it spills out of me naturally and spontaneously. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
The throne room is a place of unceasing worship. Giving God praise and the Lamb the glory he is due is a foretaste of heaven on earth this evening. Even, or maybe especially, on days that feel difficult, my worship is prophetic. It is a preview of what's to come, a way I pull heaven down to earth in my body and my environment. I am invited to choose worship regardless of temporary circumstances. King Jesus, I echo the throne room at the close of this day as I cry, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.